BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Thursday Scott Mills Daily. On today's podcast, Friction off of Drum and Bass on Radio 1 plays Innuendo Bingo and gets a lot wetter than he expected. We have a new tagline for our show, created by our leader here at BBC Radio 1, our big boss, Ben. Also, our new game, Are You Trying to Have It Off With Me in Serbian? Of the day, Real or No Wheel with Greg and a rich bachelor looking for love. He's a keeper.
BBC Radio 1.
Running with wolves and I'm on the prowl.
The video for that always makes me contemplate doing a skydive. And then I think to myself, actually no. Actually not. That was Flo Rida and Sia with Wild Ones. Have you seen it where Flo jumps out of the plane on the video?
Is that the one where he's in Dubai?
Yeah.
Like having it large?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I saw when I was in Dubai recently, I saw the sign for Skydive Dubai and I thought, I could be like Flo Rida. Then I was like, do you know what? No.
Have you ever done that?
Give me a cocktail. What?
Skydive.
No.
It's one of those things I know I will do at some point, but don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it, but it's something that you probably should do at some point. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I feel disappointed with myself if I didn't at some point.
That's it. You'll look back and go, oh, I should have done that.
Yeah. Right. Hello, how are you? Booyah is coming up by Showtech. And also 30 Seconds to Mars and the new Rizzle Kicks track. Also coming up, Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 with Friction. You'll know who he is if you like your drum and bass. He's on Radio 1 on Saturday night. So a bit of drum and bass today for Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Ready for that?
Drum and bass in your face.
Before that, our big boss here at Radio 1 has been on Radio 4 in the past week trying to explain Innuendo Bingo to them.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I actually felt quite sorry for him because how do you explain that in a way that they will possibly get it and think it's good? It's not highbrow. Basically, you spit water in someone's face at the end. Mm. But he did a very good job of it. I'll let you hear that in a minute. It makes me want to hold on to things when I listen to it. Do you know what I mean? Like when you see something on TV, you're like, oh God, I can't bear it.
It's awkward. It's a bit like when I had to sit down with my dad and explain to him what Innuendo Bingo was, because people at his work were asking him about it.
Oh. And what did he go, well, why is that funny?
Well, it is weird, because when you explain what is actually going, like, what's going on in that, it is very weird what we are doing, isn't it?
It is very strange. We live in a strange world. My dad will often text me going, really good Innuendo Bingo today, and it makes me feel a bit like, oh, no, no, I don't like it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, last week, our big boss here at Radio 1, the very nice Ben Cooper, was on Radio 4. Explaining why young audiences sometimes want to see what we do here at Radio 1.
There are certain moments during the day that you go, ooh, I'd like to see that. And whether that's seeing a Hollywood star and seeing whether they look really good at 8:15 in the morning,
yes.
Or whether it be a band performing in the live lounge, or whether it be Scott Mills having a bit of fun.
That's right, you can watch me having a bit of fun. I think he means Innuendo Bingo. So here is Ben, bless him, trying to explain the rules of Innuendo Bingo to a Radio 4 person.
You play a clip of some radio which has a double entendre in it. Ah. Not very sophisticated, but it's funny. And what they do is they try and listen to these without laughing, with water in their mouths. And obviously when they do laugh, the water comes out and fun and games ensues.
That's amazing. The best description of it ever. And fun and games ensues.
Bless him, because he knows exactly what this game's about. But using the right words, I think, there. Double entendre.
Absolutely. It's Radio 4 speak.
Yeah.
And I think we've now come up with a new tagline for the show, thanks to Ben.
Not very sophisticated, but it's funny.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I've got a new favourite TV show. It might take the place of Meet the Russians for a bit.
No way.
Yeah, only for a bit.
What is it?
I know I'm late to this, but I was away last week.
Oh, so please don't say Homeland.
Don't judge me. It's not Homeland. Do you know what I started to watch on holiday as well?
Let me get Breaking Bad.
No, even worse. Oh. Series 3 of 24.
No. You need to plough on through, just get all the series done.
How many bad days can you have, seriously?
Good point.
I was, like, interested in the first series. No, I've got a new favourite, and it is Gogglebox on Channel 4.
Do you know what? I always see that on the TV and just sort of skip past it.
It's brilliant. It's people in their houses watching TV on TV.
And is it funny?
Yeah, it's really funny because the people they pick to watch the shows are really good. So imagine you've just got like an old couple sat around watching Made in Chelsea, and you see in their living room and you see them watching it on TV.
But you're watching
people
someone
watching TV.
Yeah.
But you're watching it on TV. So it's people watching TV on TV. Yeah. My favourite bit from last night was this kind of posh middle-aged couple drinking the wines and having the popcorns, and they were watching Spencer and his mates all lord it up around the pool on the new episode of Made in Chelsea, spraying the champagne everywhere. And the posh husband goes to posh wife while watching TV. You see them on the sofa. He goes, "What a waste of champagne." And she goes, "It'll be Prosecco, darling."
Right. So do you see any of the actual TV shows?
Yeah, you see bits of it. So you even see like some quite serious stuff, like stuff from BBC News. They'll watch like stuff like Made in Chelsea. They'll watch a soap or whatever. And you see little bits of the show and then them reacting to it.
Yeah, that's quite
it's
clever.
It's brilliant. Particularly like the old guy that really, really enjoyed Made in Chelsea at the end.
I like it. I like it. I want to watch it again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And multi-talented, award-winning DJ and producer, Radio 1's Friction, is with us now. Hi.
How's it going, guys? You all right?
You all right?
Yeah, very good, very good. I'm slightly concerned, I'm going to say, that Chris is limbering up.
I am stretching out a little bit.
So is that for the purposes of...
Yeah, you've got to stretch.
Right.
Otherwise, you'll feel it later.
All right, I'm gonna get onto that.
How was One Extra Live last week?
One Extra Live was amazing.
So you were in Bournemouth?
Yeah, at the Bic.
That's weird, because that's where my mum used to go to see Status Quo. Imagine it was a bit of a different crowd.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it probably as opposite as it could actually get. Yeah, yeah. It
was the good, pictures though. And videos look incredible from that night.
Yeah, it was an amazing week, you know, kind of musically, for One Extra to be able to put something like that on. Unbelievable, yeah. You know, like Monday to Thursday, you know, big capacity venues, 5,000-6,000 people.
Huge artists as well.
Big name artists, you know, and yeah, it was great. It was a good week.
Anyway, back into reality and yes. Innuendo bingo time with Friction and Chris. The cameras are going on now.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve?
Yeah,
this is Innuendo Bingo.
I really missed this game last week when I was away. All right, so Friction has Snapmac on backwards, so he will get it full in the face. Which is the way we like it.
Are you prepared for this? Have you seen videos of this, right? You know what's going on?
I kind of know what's going on. I've seen a couple of videos. I've heard it.
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen it properly.
Just beware. We had Matt Richardson on Tuesday. Just beware that the first time the water hits your face, it's quite a shock.
Okay.
All right?
I might cry then.
And it kind of like, it might just kind of blast you back against the wall, just to make you aware.
Okay. Health and safety.
Okay. So, watch this now on the Radio 1 website, on computer, tablet, on your smartphone. Get to a screen, bbc.co.uk/radio1. All right, water please, loads of it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
First, we are going to the Formula 1. At least I think it's the Formula 1 that David Coulthard is... Coulthard? Coulthard. Is that one?
Mm.
Coulthard. I think that's what he's commentating on here. The F1, here we go.
Very late move from Roman, but in the end, Kimi, a lot of experience there. And this is what's key. Kimi pulls left, and as he pulls left, Roman starts to come.
Thank you to Ryan for sending about 100 emails to make sure we've got that. Give yourself 250 points.
And as he pulls left, Roman starts to come.
Okay, good. A slow start, but I'm sure we'll get there. Come on, lads. Next, over to BBC Breakfast. And apparently the contestants at the World Conquer Championships have to measure up to a very strict set of rules, as you're about to hear.
There's a whole list of rules, and one of which is you have to have 8 inches from knuckle to nut.
Oh.
Darren in Newcastle. That all-important rule.
And one of which is you have to have 8 inches from knuckle to nut.
Okay, let's... water, please. Lots of it. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go back to Tuesday's bingo now, where we found out some rural traditions on escape to the country. We ready?
Let's go.
So, standard practice in the country, we come in the back door.
Oh, it's cold, goodness, isn't it?
It's cold.
Really cold today.
You right, fishing?
I'm slightly wet.
Yeah. That's standard. Yeah. Where are you mostly wet at the moment? Crotch, T-shirt?
Crotch area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that Matt Richardson text on Tuesday night going, my feet are still damp.
Yeah.
Have some more water.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. It's very
right,
nice.
A nice big gulp this time, please. And we're going over to the latest episode of The Hairy Bikers now. And the bikers seem to have become a little distracted in the kitchen.
Ooh, it's nice, actually. And just knead away, single-hand or double-handed method, whichever way you fancy, depending how big your balls are.
Good one today. Simon and Grantham spotted that one on Hairy Bikers.
Depending how big your balls are.
Oh, dear. Fiction, you're going a bit see-through there, mate.
Oh. Boy band image.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Friction, do not worry about the bin. It's just there for show. Aim for Chris's face.
Oh, right, OK.
All right? Straight in the face. Don't be a gent. It's not what the game's about. Over to Coronation Street now. And as we find out often on Corrie, the older generation do like to do things properly.
Oh, shall I get that for you?
You will not. I've not let a man inside my purse since we went decimal.
Good sprayage. Really good.
Oh, I went down myself there.
It's never good.
Oh, no.
It's like an own goal.
Yeah, it was, yeah. It is like an own goal. Keep going for it.
Thank you.
Loads of water, please.
Do you think this would have gone down well at One Extra Live?
I think a live version is being... It's a great idea. It's being called for quite a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe Radio 1's next big weekend. I'd love that. Okay, over to Six Music next. And Lauren Laverne here, who's arranged a very special treat for her film critic.
We thought you've had a nice time on honeymoon, you've come back for Friday Film Club, and that we would just, you know, put the willies up you.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
This is not going well for me right now.
Have you bought a change of clothes, Friction?
Yes.
Did you bring spare pants?
No.
You see, we need to tell people. It needs to be on the thing that we tell them to bring pants.
They don't expect to have to bring those.
I can collect more.
There you go. Look at that, true pro.
Okay. Thank you to Andy for that Lauren Laverne one. He's actually listening to Six Music. Another favourite now from earlier in the week. And a surprising question for the contestants on ITV's The Chase. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Well done. Lauren McCall's the right answer. Chaser has put. Goes right also with Lauren McCall. Here's your next question. Pussy and crack are varieties of what tree?
It's the willow tree, if you want to know the answer, because it's horrible when no one tells you the answer on quizzes after the question.
Pussy and crack are varieties of what tree?
Okay. There's still more. Loads of water in the mouth, please. Aim for his face. Over to the Gadget Show. Hope you're watching us on the Radio 1 website. If you're not watching, get on it now. It's on your phone. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Once you've watched, you won't go back. You'll always watch it. Gadget Show now. I have no idea what's going on here, but hunger seems to be getting the better of this guy, that's for sure.
I'm feeling a bit knackered and my leggings are chafing, so I think I'll join that lot for some ale and a spit roast.
Yes, Friction. That's really good. That was a good one. Straight in his face.
I've never seen one like that before. It was like a stream in the face.
That was really good. It wasn't even that fast. It was just kind of almost like in slow motion.
I'll join that lot for some ale and a spit roast.
All happens on five.
Enjoyed that.
More water?
Yes, thank you.
That was from The Gadget Show, of course, which we love, don't we, Chris?
It's 3 G's for the Fanny Wangs.
Our favourite make of headphones?
It's 3 G's for the Fanny Wangs.
Yeah. Don't use the bin, use his face.
Sorry.
And more water, please. And next. Can't believe she's out of Strictly. More enlightening correspondence from the listeners on the Vanessa Feltz Show. Good luck, everyone. What made you spit before, Friction?
Vanessa Felt.
Sure. I hear you. Water? Chris, nice big gulp. Here we go.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit, and I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
Oh, sorry, you had me at Vanessa Phelps.
I know.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, can I...
One, innit?
All right, not too long to go.
Thanks. I don't know why I'm putting that in there.
What? You needed to be watching probably for that. What were you putting in where?
No, just one in the... Yeah, he's got a mouthful here, okay, so good. I'll have to explain. It was just one in the cup.
Well, that makes it worse. One in the cup. And now... Ready? A startling turn of events now. You all right, Chris? A startling turn of events now in a Radio 4 play on the life of Florence Nightingale.
Madam, are you sure you know what you're doing?
I slid my fingers between her lips.
All right?
Yeah.
Who's wettest?
Me. Oh, Friction.
And finally, let's make it a good one for the last one. Some unexpected news about a national treasure now. On BBC Breakfast.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
Oh, mate.
Oh.
It's not so
it's like having a shower, isn't it?
Blame.
Friction, when can we next hear you on Radio 1, please?
Oh, I've got to gather my thoughts. This Saturday night, yeah. 3 till 5 a.m.
That's it. Sunday morning, 3 till 5 a.m. Friction. Drum and bass, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Friction, for being a good contestant today on Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for listening and watching. It's back Tuesday at 1:45. Good work, lads.
Cheers, guys.
Well played.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you notice anything missing from your bag last night, Chris?
No. What have you taken? That's going to bug me now because I'm trying to think what I've got in my bag. It immediately sounds dodgy because I'm panicking a bit. Was it my charger again?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many have I got of yours now?
About twice a week. You, like, at some point in the show, you'll say, can I borrow your charger? And then what you'll do is you'll take it home with you and then I never see it again.
I've got like 17 by my bed now.
Or the most cheeky thing that you do is take the charger and I say, can you please bring it in? And then what you do is you bring me back one that you've bought from a really dodgy shop.
No, I don't buy them from dodgy shops. I don't.
Well, then why don't they ever work?
Some of them work and some of them don't. And some of them you have to hold in for a while.
Yeah, or it takes like a year to charge.
Yeah, it's like 1% every 2 hours.
I'm like, Scott, this doesn't look like the... You're like, yes, it is.
Same one. Yeah, no, I've got one of the ones today that you have to hold if you want your phone to charge, which is quite time-consuming if you're trying to do a radio show.
It's just a bit sad that I've now got to write my name on charges.
Yeah, that's right. You had the right word first time.
I was like, write my names?
Write my names? Yeah, like off of school, or like when you're university. No, this is my milk, and you write your name on.
Yeah.
And have your own fridge, your own shelf on the fridge, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, what's going on after 2:30, please?
So, you're off to Serbia this weekend.
I keep forgetting, but yeah, I am.
And it's incredible, but do you remember last time you went to Serbia, which was, I think, for Eurovision?
Yes, it was.
I can't quite remember what you were doing. You weren't competing. I assume you were doing the BBC coverage.
I just went for fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
You went on a holiday there?
Just a long weekend.
For Eurovision?
Yeah, I love Eurovision.
Okay, but do you remember when you were going before and we made this quiz to help you? Because it can be difficult if you don't know the language.
See, I don't know much Serbian, it's true.
I thought we could do this again.
Hiya, we're on air.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you can have the bin. Do you need the bin?
Yeah, this is random.
That's all right. Come back in a sec, love.
Sorry.
We'll play a song and you can come back.
Okay.
All right. Nice to see you. Bye.
That is a bit distracting, isn't it?
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's a bit cleaning going on.
Cleaner there, so...
Let's not draw attention to it. So anyway, you went
I didn't want to be rude and not
say
anything.
I know. And also, it's one of those things where you can't ignore it.
No, because she was like...
should have.
That just happened.
just place the bins there. It's fine.
I didn't want to...
I honestly think if we gloss over this,
I didn't want to ignore her. And she was like looking to
no,
me
I know,
for...
It's
is
really...
it okay? Is it okay?
I was wondering who you're giving thumbs up to.
Not really.
Just like, do you want to hang on a second? We'll sort this in a minute.
Oh, bless her.
Okay.
Okay, right.
Now
so,
it's going to be awkward because she's going to come in. I don't want to stop talking now.
Okay, so I'm going to Serbia this weekend. I don't know much Serbian. This is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is that where we're at?
Yeah, that's where we're at. So anyway, to help you out, I've made a little... it's more a game that we can play, but a little quiz, a little way for you to maybe learn some language before you go.
I like a quiz.
Yeah.
And what's it called?
It's got a great name so far, working title. Are you trying to have it off with me in Serbian?
Okay. What? So I can tell whether people are trying to have it off with me or not?
Yeah, I just think you need to be prepared.
Right, I don't think that's probably going to happen. Well, I'm going to be judging at judges' houses.
I know, but...
Yeah. Okay, right. Well, I'm up for it then. So are you trying to have it off with me in Serbian? The new quiz coming up at about 2:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Chris, it's over to you in a minute. I don't really know much about this quiz. All I know is that it's called Are You Trying to Have It Off With Me in Serbian? This weekend, I'm going to Serbia. And I'm going to be judging on the X Factor. I'm like the Sunita of Serbia. So I turn up. I imagine it's going to be a house with a pool, a bit like Sharon Osbourne's one. That's what I think, anyway. Or maybe some farmhouse. To be honest, I don't know where I'm going. I've been booked a flight and I'm going to turn up on Saturday and see what happens and then just do some filming.
Yeah, I think it could be culturally a little bit different to the one that you are used to seeing on TV.
In what way?
I'm not sure it will have such a high budget, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, wow, you don't know that.
I don't know that. You're right.
This is one of my fellow judges, Christina Kovac. She's on the judging panel. I like this one. So yeah, I don't know any Serbian, so what have you got for me?
Well, what I thought I could do is just help you out with the language problem that you're probably going to encounter out there.
Mm.
As in, lots of people are going to be wanting to come up to you and ask you various things and say various things to you.
Oh, it's like having a phrase book, is it?
Kind of, but I just think you need to know some of these phrases and sort of work out whether they're, you know, when people come up to you, whether they've been flirty or if they've been nice to you or not very nice. So what I've done is I've got my friend who speaks fluent Serbian.
Okay, who's that, please?
I can't remember his name.
Oh.
To voice up a load of phrases, and then I'm going to play them to you, and you basically have to decide whether they're being flirty or just not very nice.
Okay, just to get me ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
So, yes, on Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be filming X Factor Serbia. I'm one of the mentors, one of the judges, helping out my friend, Serbian rock star, Kiki Lazendrik.
Yeah.
I'm going to be his... I'm his Olly Murs to his Gary Barlow.
So you just got to think, when you're out there, people will be coming up to you, they'll be saying maybe some of these phrases, and you just need to know how to respond.
Okay, right. We'll do that next.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, do you want some quiz music?
Please.
This is all yours. All yours, sugar, go.
I think this could really help you.
So I'm going to Serbia to do X Factor Judges' Houses. Serbia. At the weekend. I don't know any Serbian. I mean, we've had a few Serbian speakers on and people that are half Serbian. Thanks very much to... Was it Connor that sent me an email with some quite useful phrases that I might need to know?
Yeah.
But you've got a little quiz for me now.
Well, that's
which,
it.
It's called, Are You Trying to Have It Off With Me in Serbian? So
yes.
How does this work?
Well, I just want to help you out. So my friend Miro has voiced these up. He speaks Serbian. We're going to play them to you. You have to decide whether they're flirty or they're being not very nice. And this you can do through two different sounds.
So they're being shirty or flirty?
Yeah, if you will. Yeah, I like that.
I'll have that from Noza the Trucker, thank you.
So you've got some flirty music there, if they've been flirty.
Yeah. So that's if I think that, what's his name, Miro?
Miro, or Serbia or the Serbian is being flirty. If they're being shirty, however,
I've got some Serbian thrash metal. Angry Serbian music. Okay, and that's how you'll know whether I think it's good or bad.
There you go, and we'll just talk through it. So I've got a few of these. Should we crack on with the first one?
Okay, so first phrase in Serbian, please, Miro.
Uno volim tvoj program.
And give it a think, then. You've got to listen out for certain words, of course.
Again?
Uno volim tvoj program.
Okay, I think he's being quite flirty. I think he's saying that he might... Something about my program.
Yeah, so what do you reckon there?
I'm saying flirty.
Flirty. Well, I suppose you're right with this one. The first one being, I'm a big fan of your radio show.
Yeah, that's kind of flirty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is obviously the programme bit of it.
Okay, I'm doing good. Next one, please.
Like that. So, someone comes up to you and they say this.
Podsjećaš me na Steve Brooksteina kad je bio mlad.
Again, please.
Podsjećaš me na Steve Brooksteina kad je bio mlad.
Do you recognise any of that?
No,
then?
I think angry.
Did you pick up any of the words in that?
Podsjećaš me na Steve Brooksteina kad je bio mlad.
Steve Brookstein?
Yes, correct.
Is that what you said?
Yes, so roll with it. What do you reckon he's asking you?
You look like Steve Brookstein?
You are correct. So it depends whether you think that's flirty or shirty, but you remind me of a young Steve Brookstein.
Who's going to say that to me?
You never know. It is to do with the X Factor, this thing at the weekend, isn't it?
Next.
So, go for the next one.
Hoćeš li sa mnom u saunu?
Okay, now he seems to want to start a fight with me, I think, now.
Hoćeš li sa mnom u saunu?
Yeah, I'm saying angry.
Oh.
What is it?
Would you like to join me in the sauna?
Okay, good. So, I think maybe a bit more flirty then.
Maybe
sorry.
A bit more flirty.
Got that wrong.
It's hard because you've got to go by the tone in their voice as well, you know?
Last hotel I stayed in Serbia didn't have any beds in the room, but it did have a bar with table dancing, which was part of the hotel complex.
Oh, really? No beds in the room?
No beds in the room, no.
Well, then maybe this next phrase could be really useful. One for you to look out for here.
Bilo mi je lepo s tobom večeras, ali ja nemam gde da spavam. Bili mogao deliti sobu s tobom.
I have no idea. Again.
Bilo mi je lepo s tobom večeras, ali ja nemam gde da spavam. Bili mogao deliti sobu s tobom.
Does he sound angry there? Or
no,
does
I think he's chatting me up because it was quite long. What's he saying?
He says, so what are you going for? You're gonna go
I'm going
flirty?
Flirty, yeah.
He's put, I've enjoyed meeting you tonight, but I have nowhere to sleep. May I share your room?
Okay, so if someone comes to me with that ridiculously long phrase, of course, I'll remember it from this show on Thursday afternoon.
Do you think you'll need that phrase out there?
No.
You sure?
I don't think so. I'll have my own room. Next.
This is super strangeria.
Something super. You are super?
This is super strangeria.
This is super, is what I heard. I'm saying flirty again.
You're right with this one. You are a brilliant judge.
Yes, that's what I want to hear.
You could combine the two, maybe that one and the one before.
What?
You are a brilliant judge.
May I share your room?
Yeah. There's a whole conversation to be had here.
And of course, I've got the girls category.
Next phrase.
Daj mi 5 miliona dinara.
Ooh, again?
Daj mi 5 miliona dinara.
No, sorry, definitely wants to start a fight with me. Massive Serbian beef.
I think it is as well. That's give me 5 million dinar.
Daj mi 5 miliona dinara.
Oh, is it not euros?
Good point.
I went and got a load of euros yesterday.
I'm not sure on the...
Is it
euros?
No. Clearly not. It's dinar.
Daj mi 5 miliona dinara.
They'll change it at the airport, won't they?
Did you get 5 million euros?
No, I got quite a few euros, though. I thought I needed to eat and stuff. Not even euros.
I'm not sure.
Oh, God, I'm not prepared for this. Okay,
no,
next.
No problem. Next one, a couple
poslužiti,
more.
Jer ste nam dali nula poena na Euroviziji.
What?
Nećete poslužiti. Jer ste nam dali nula poena na Euroviziji.
He's saying something. I hated you on Eurovision.
Close. Yeah, you're right. It's definitely shirty. I'm refusing you service because you gave us nil pois in Eurovision.
Right. Not my fault. I just read out the score, isn't it? Okay.
You need to look out for that one.
Two more, please.
Two more. Go on then. Next one.
Šta misliš o ome? Ti ja I Luis Walsh. Šta misliš o ome? Ti ja I Luis Walsh.
Something about Louis Walsh.
Yes.
I'm saying flirty.
Yep, you're
what
right.
Is it? What is it?
How about it? Me, you and Louis Walsh.
All right. Look, so if that does come up, then I'll know what he's saying.
Está misty, show me. Tia e Louis Walsh.
Just in case you anybody want to know how to say how about it, you, me and Louis Walsh.
There it is. And finally.
Yes. Okay, go.
Na zidovima u sobi imam dosta fotografija tvoga lica velikog kao mjesec.
What? Tricky one, this, yeah. Tricky one, this.
What? Again.
Na zidovima u sobi imam dosta fotografija tvoga lica velikog kao mjesec.
It doesn't sound that angry, but I think it's kind of an insult. I think he's insulting me, so I'm going to say angry.
It's actually a bit of both. I have many pictures of your moon face on my wall. So watch out for that one. You might need that one.
This is great, because you don't get those in your average phrase book, do you?
It's definitely Dinar's as well.
It's oh good, excellent. So, well, I'm real well prepared now for the weekend, aren't I?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone just pointed out, you know your friend Sir Dosser?
Bish Bash Bosh.
Yeah, this is what he would sound like if he was any good.
Oh, don't say that.
I didn't say it.
Oh, your breakers are.
But it's right. Bish Bash Bosh. It is what Sir Dosser would sound like with a bit of production.
It needs a nip and tuck, and that's what it would sound like.
And a
right?
good microphone. Has he got a better microphone yet?
Oh, Scott, do you know what? He loves you so much because you support Bish Bash Bosh and Hanging in the Morning and, yeah. you know, Lads Holiday.
Lads Holiday was good as well.
He needs a microphone.
He needs a microphone that works properly yeah. and is not just the one connected to his laptop.
Yeah. 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 Show me. Tia e Louis Walsh.
All right, then. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Ebony. He says, hi, Mills. You make uni work actually more bearable. Currently doing a technical drawing of a shirt, just a bit bored, but loving the tunes. Thank you. So, off to Serbia this weekend. That's where I'm going.
I found something about Serbia, which is going to be right up your street. And it's when I was doing some research for you on Serbia. I came across this blog, and it's a Serbian dude called Don.
Is he a Don?
His name is actually Don, and he is a bit of a Don. And what he's doing is he's looking for love on the internet. And he's doing this by showing off all of his wealth.
Maybe I'll meet him.
But the pictures on this blog are absolutely incredible. You need to look out for him when you're there.
Oh, hang on, this is one you just sent to me,
I've
right?
I've literally just sent it to you. You will love him. So what he's doing is just posing with everything he owns.
Oh, wow. He is going to put a big ring on it if you marry him. So, yes, I'm seeing him now. He's a Serbian bachelor. who wants to find the love of his life, but he's just showing off his massive wealth in pictures.
Yeah.
He's really rich. Look at that bathroom. It's awesome.
It's great because he's got the same serious face in each one, but he's posing in the kitchen by the hobs there in a full tuxedo.
So tuxedo and red shoes with red tie combo.
And then it, like a few down, if you go like seven pictures down, there's him in like this massive jacket.
Yeah.
It's just like he's trying to show everything he owns.
He's like, look at all my monies. This could be yours.
Exactly. Yeah. He's basically saying, if you want in, this is what you could be having.
This is what you could have got.
He's there in his bathroom there.
I'm enjoying the large jacuzzi, gold-plated taps there. I'm also enjoying... Is that a gold-plated hob I see in the kitchen?
Everything is gold-plated. I mean, to be fair, he is wealthy.
Yes, he is.
But it's just the way he is showing it. It's brilliant.
Come and get it, ladies. I'm enjoying him as well when he's about to go outside in his massive, hopefully fake, fur coat. He's got that sort of hat that your mum would buy if she was going to visit Russia.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You need to try find him. I think you should reply to him.
Well, maybe we can try and get the pictures up on our Facebook and Twitter. That would be good, because he is great. What's his name again? Don?
Don.
Looking for love? Don. Let's try and put a couple of pictures on Twitter, because honestly, if you're a bit bored this afternoon, it will make your day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we are going to put some pictures on the radio on Twitter, at BBCR1. Why aren't you following us already? Is it there now? Yes. Now, the pictures of Don the Don that I'm just looking at include Don with a very expensive tile in his bathroom. And also what looks like a walk-in bath. Gold-plated.
I like the idea that you advertise yourself by posing with absolutely everything that you own.
So much wealth right now. This Serbian guy, he's looking to put a ring on it.
It could be you. Could be me. I'm going this weekend. Why do all these chairs still have the plastic covers on? Are they new?
I don't know. Isn't that what you're meant to do with sort of really rich things?
Here's me relaxing next to my gold-plated toilet. Even the loo roll holder is gold. Mm. Like, he has got all the monies. Oh, yes, to the red dressing gown. There's a different picture every time. That is my favourite.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Greg.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Lovely, Greg. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you lot?
All right, thank you.
Good day.
Very good day, thanks.
Yeah. Really good day.
I enjoyed the Radio 1 Breakfast Show even more than usual.
Yes.
Don't know.
Can I tell you what I also enjoyed? Was your quiz, Christopher.
Thank you.
I very much enjoyed it.
For Scott going off to Serbia.
I did, actually.
I wasn't sure it was that strong, but thanks.
I liked your comment that you thought that Scott had got out €5 million.
Yeah.
By accident.
I have got euros, and it's not even euros in Serbia. Hello, Serbians. It's dinar. Dinar, Serbian dinars.
You go abroad so much that you actually get your Radio 1 wage in euro.
Yeah, 5 million.
Five M's.
I don't actually think 5 million dinars is that much. It's about 60 quid.
Is it like when you go, oh, I've got a million lira?
Yeah, it's like that. Ooh, lira?
No, not that. I saw the new Robert De Niro film, which is set in Normandy the other day, modern day Normandy.
Yes.
And the currency was francs in the film, which completely, I was like,
they've got that wrong.
Well, this is wrong.
Francs
Scott,
aren't on.
Scott hates Northern France.
Hates it. No, let me say this.
Really weird reason.
I've said this on air for years. Hate it. What's the point of it? No point. It's because I used to go with my dad a lot. Mm. Oh, brilliant. So I spent all night on a ferry, get off. Same.
Well,
it could be in Dover.
I agree.
What's the point?
I'm not a fan of Calais.
Northern France, they just need to start like halfway down. Get rid of it. There's no point.
All right, Clarkson.
Absolutely no point to it.
Jeremy Clarkson.
I'm not. I just don't. It's boring. Oh, God. How many trips to the supermarché can you do? And also, everything's closed most days.
And French cars are so rubbish.
No, it's not that. It's just rubbish, Northern France. What's the point of it?
And they use kilometres instead of miles. What's all that about?
It is in danger of turning
Scott
into that.
Clarkson.
So I'll move on to real or no real. A selection of facts, but are they real or not?
A new smartphone being developed by Nokia will contain a retractable USB charging lead, a slot for storing loose change, and a fold-away bottle opener.
Oh, that's good.
Thinking outside the box.
Yeah, that's really
good. The idea is, with smartphones of the future, from what I'm led to believe, is anything that's in your pocket should end up on your in the form of a phone, then you're literally just carrying that around. Mm. So the idea of having your MP3 player, all sorts, but then how many people do carry around those things?
A bottle opener, always.
Yeah.
Well, if you like a drink, you could put a little hip flask on a phone.
That's what I'm talking about.
You have a little shot good, area in a phone.
Yes.
So what, it's a retractable USB thing, like a Hoover?
It's a really good idea.
So it like winds in.
Yes. That's quite good.
That's a good idea. Well done, Nokia, if that's true. I'm going to say real.
No, I don't think we're there yet with technology. I'm
sorry,
no,
Grandad. I don't think we're there yet.
With technology.
I think we're a good 10 years away from the retractable USB lead. I'll believe it when I see it.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, what? Wow.
Okay. But what about this, viewers?
ITV's Daybreak Twitter account receives around 50 complaints a week from people angry that the show's on-screen clock is an hour slow, when in fact, they're watching on ITV Plus One.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Must happen.
That's brilliant.
I've made the mistake before of going to bed watching something on Plus One.
All right.
Waking up in
was
the morning.
The free views?
It is the free views, yeah.
And the free 10 minutes you get at the beginning?
10 minute free
view. What are you on about?
Oh, come on.
Oh, I've got to wait an hour for it to be on Plus One.
Right, okay. Right. So, anyway.
I'll wait.
I've fallen asleep to the Plus Ones, woken up in the morning and panicked when I then realised that I should be out of my bed and at work.
Yes. I know.
This must be true.
So, yeah, I can believe this, yeah.
Well, I don't think I've ever watched Daybreak on Plus One, but I might have a go. It's a good idea because it is on early. It does start early, doesn't it?
I've never seen the point of the Plus Ones.
Why?
Well, you miss it once, right? Then you get the Plus One.
Yeah.
But if you miss the Plus One, it's just like this could go on and on, this idea.
I use it quite a lot. I do use it quite a lot.
Do you know what's brilliant? Dave plus one is called Dave Jarvu.
That's good.
It's clever, isn't it?
I just don't think they should have done it plus one. I think there should have been a longer gap. Because the chances are...
What, plus two?
Plus two and a half or something like that. Well, because if you're at the pub or something like that, if you've missed it an hour ago, an hour later, you're probably still at the pub. What it needs to be is a good sort of couple of hours away.
Yeah, but the idea is that if you miss the start, then...
There's no point just missing something and then missing it again.
You want plus four, do you?
I'm saying plus three and a half or
what?
Something like...
Plus four.
There's logic in there somewhere.
Yeah, but then Daybreak will start at like 10 a.m.
Perfect for him.
Yeah, good idea. All right, it's real.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Yeah. Here are some of their very patient replies on Twitter. Daybreak is now off air. If you're still watching and the clock is an hour behind, you're on ITV Plus One. You're watching us on ITV Plus One. Tune to Channel 3 and the clock will right itself. The Daybreak clock is correct. Check as you are watching on ITV Plus One. Currently, Lorraine is live on air. You must be watching on Plus One. They get a bit annoyed about it, I think, but they're quite patient. It
doesn't happen with Dave Jarvu because it's just Top Gear.
All the time.
And it's just always on.
Yeah. Next.
There have been 39 marriages between members of the cast of Irish dancing show Riverdance.
Wow.
Good fact, if true.
They're all at it.
Well, I think it's the same thing with Strictly, isn't it? Some of the contestants get quite close to the professional dancers and then, you know...
Yeah. I think it's the music. I think it's the music.
I mean, there's something about the music which is stirring up...
fast.
Thing is, they are a travelling troupe, aren't they? Stuff's going to happen.
What does that mean?
Well, I just mean that they're on the road a lot as together, aren't
they? So they're never off tour. So what goes on tour stays on tour.
Yeah. They're a travelling troupe.
Yeah,
they are. Always on the road.
Always on the go.
People have needs, you know?
Yeah, true. This music's a little bit frantic for my liking.
I know, it's a bit fast for me, I certainly.
Off-putting.
Yes. So, couldn't eat to it, could you?
I mean, you can't really get a rhythm of that.
No, you can't.
It's too fast.
Sorry. Sorry for that face I just pulled. So, Riverdance, they're all at it. Real or no real?
Riverdance, they're all at it.
That wasn't the real or no real, was it?
Well, there's been 39. Been 30.
That should be the name of their stage show, really. Riverdance, they're all at it. Tickets available now.
39 babies, real or no real?
Real.
39 babies, that's what it also should be called.
No, marriages, wasn't it?
Oh,
marriages.
Sorry, not babies, marriages.
Riverdance, 39 marriages, on sale now.
This wouldn't stand up in court, would it? Real
they
or no real?
They wouldn't, they'd be dancing all
that's
the time.
That's right.
Yes, real.
Real.
That one's real.
Oh, yeah, wow. God, it got there in the end. And finally,
Fern Britton celebrated her last show presenting the BBC's Ready Steady Cook by wearing throughout the programme an apron which made her look like she was nude.
I love those.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, they're good, though.
I love
they?
A booby pinny.
Was it a lady booby pinny or was it a male naked pinny?
They're always ladies, mostly. No, I know you can get some torso.
Some male ones, yeah. I believe it's of Michelangelo's David.
Is it?
They're like sculptures, aren't they? That's not a who.
You can't who Michelangelo.
Don't who Michelangelo's David.
Not absolutely not.
I think it is of... I don't know.
I do like comedy pinnies, though. Mm. Even the ones that look like animals and that
I do. I really like them. Oh, we haven't done Who of the Day today. Brendan off of Near Blackpool's been on. He's just seen a bloke...
Sorry, I thought that was the Who of the Day.
No. He's just seen a bloke, late 20s, driving in his top-of-the-range Merc on his top-of-the-range smartphone, smoking a pipe.
Thank you for that. Who of the day?
Who does that anymore? Fern Britton in a booby pinny, real or no real, on the last episode of the cookery thing.
Ready, steady, cook.
Yeah.
I think real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Damn shame.
Who made that up?
Oh, I've done well today.
Oh, I've done well today. At the end of that round of Real or No Real with Greg James.
Greg got 20, I got 40. Full
yes.
House.
Aww.
Get 10.
Ooh.
Get 10.
Annoyed.
Yeah.
And today on Greg's show, I'm so jealous. Susanna Reid.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant news.
The one.
Yeah. You know she loves Chase and Status.
Does she?
Yes. Ask her about that.
I will. That'll be question number one.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was all of Thursday's show. Well, the good bits anyway. Listen tomorrow. It's Friday. We'll be back on Radio 1 between 1 and 4. Or get this podcast, as our boss says.
Not very sophisticated, but it's funny.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.